This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have you with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any problems, questions, email through there. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you we'll get right back to you. Well, glad to have in studio Wally Godbey, and if you've listened to the station for more than a couple of weeks, you know the name, Thunderstorm Roofing. And first of all, Wally, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, man, I remember the first time, I think, when we started, you were like one of the first callers we had. Yeah, it was cool.
I've been listening to you and Drive Radio and Rush to Reason for a long time.
Yeah, talk radio is good. I mean, it just is. I mean, it's
especially conservative talk.
Conservative talk, yes, absolutely. And, yeah, and it's great. I mean, I love our station as well. And, boy, good reach and just good people and, you know, all of our advertisers, which, you know, you are one, as they say. Say it just brings them a good clientele, you know, and good people to work with.
Yes. The thing that I find with my advertising that I do here when I get a call from someone from KLZ is that they are generally ready to do it, and it's not somebody that's generally looking for four or five roofing bids because that they trust you guys as the host to have vetted the advertisers that you've got. And so I generally find that when I get a call, they're ready to do it. And
right.
Very few of the calls that I get do I not end up getting a contract on.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Thunderstorm Roofing, you can check them out, thunderstormroofing.net. Wally's number, 720-541-0705. So when you look at past years to this year, I mean, what kind of year has this been overall as far as hailstorms and amount of damage?
Actually, we have not had any severe hailstorms this year. We've had little pockets here and there, but nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
But I have stayed consistently very busy all year because of the advertising that I do here
right. On
both Drive Radio, Rush to Reason, and your show.
Now, when people talk about hail, sometimes there's like, man, so how much damage can that really do to your roof? I mean, you got these sometimes smaller size, and then sometimes we do get the bigger size hail. But what when we say it damages your roof, what does it really do to the shingles?
So typically, your pea marble size stuff is not going to damage a roof. The other thing is that while a lot of people say, well, it hailed for 30 minutes. Well, in the first couple minutes, your roof is getting covered with that hail. Mm-hmm. And so the rest of the hail that's occurring for that next 25 minutes is not getting to the roof to be causing any damage. But when you start getting into the marble size, the quarter size on up, especially if they're hard, when they hit the shingle, what happens is it causes what we call a bruise, and it pushes all of the granules that give the color, the roof its color, it pushes them down into the asphalt, and so you see that fresh asphalt is underneath the granules is exposed. So a shingle, you the granules are on there for two reasons. One is for the aesthetic. That's the color that you choose to look at on your house. But the second most important reason is the granules are there to protect the asphalt from the sun to keep it from drying out. Asphalt is an oil-based product, and when it gets exposed to the sun, it dries out over time, and that's when it will lose its ability to be watertight. Right. So when you get a bruise, and when you get on some roofs, and you'll have a hailstorm where you'll get a few big stones and you have a few hits, and it may be enough to need a repair, but not to total a roof. But I've walked on, I've had roofs that you don't even have to get off the ladder. You just get to the gutter edge and it's just pounded. Mm-hmm. And you can see that it's going to be a total loss. Mm-hmm. And so when it's that bad, then you start looking at other things like damage to your windows, your window screens, your air conditioner, paint, damage to your gutters, damage to fencing, garage doors, especially if garage doors faced west or north, because that's typically the way our storms come from. If you've got a metal clad garage door, it's kind of like looking down the side of your car for your door dings, and you find dents in that, and you're going to end up getting a new garage door out of it.
Right.
So,
now, a lot of roofing companies in our state. I mean, a lot. And so when you look at some of the, sometimes there's storms, I mean, you look at what's going through the Carolinas right now. I mean, it won't be long. There'll be a lot of roofing companies that are going through neighborhoods. So what do you see out there in our market? And I know some things changed over the last few years with some laws, different things like that. But what would you say as people, you know, and I'm not against people that canvass an area and put something on your door, not against that at all. But I'm also saying people got to do their due diligence because anybody can print anything they want and put it on a door knocker of how long they've been in business or whatever, right?
That's true. And one morning I sent a text to John Rush and Dan Muir. It was a picture, and it was of a roofing company. It said locally owned and operated, and it had a Texas phone number. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about you, but New Mexico is in between us and Texas, and as well as Oklahoma, depending on where you're going. So not locally owned and operated. You can do your due diligence. You can check with Secretary of State. You can look at reviews, check websites. One thing is look up the address, because a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state, they will have a local address, but it's a P.O. box at mailboxes, et cetera, or something like that, and not an actual street address.
Sure.
I had a call this morning. I told you when you walked in the door, I've been gone for 2 weeks, and I was going through and returning phone calls and stuff today. I actually had a call, and when I from a guy that's just lives on the next street in the same block from me, and he didn't realize that I was just in the next street, and you know, it was just. I haven't had anybody that close yet to my home, but, you know, I said, hey, I just live, you know, right over on the next street. I'm only half a block away. So, obviously, I'm locally owned and operated. I've been doing this for 29 years. I have my son sitting here in the studio. He started roofing with me at the age of 8. His older sister started with me when she was 8, because that's when I started roofing.
Right.
And then I've got one younger boy that when he was 8, that he started working with me. And I don't do my own roofing anymore. I primarily am there to look at the roof, look for damage, help you through the insurance process, pull the permit. I order all the materials. I make sure all the billing gets done. One thing that I'm rather particular about is that I always try to be at the job every morning. If it's a multiple day job to get the crew started, I always try to be there at the end of the day. Whereas when you get a big roofing company, they'll order the materials, have the materials delivered, they're sitting on the roof. Sometimes they can be there for 2, 3, 4 weeks. And then they just give the crew a, what we call a cut sheet, which says you're going to this house and you're replacing the roof. I get there and I actually get on the roof. I go over things with my crew. I go over things that I've looked at that are problem issues based on either things that I've noticed or things that the homeowner has told me. If we're changing ventilation, I'll go over what we're changing the ventilation to. In most cases, I'm adding ventilation. I looked at a house yesterday. It had 4 attic vents on it. If she decides to use me to do the job and it's not an insurance job, this one's a cash deal, then we will be going back with 12 attic vents. So it'd be a 300% increase in the attic ventilation, because what she's got is not adequate and it's not up to current code standards.
Right.
So those are the kind of things that I pay particular attention to. I'm not just giving my crew a piece of paper and saying, go out and do this job. I'm there at every step of the way. If they need something, if I've forgotten to order something or they run into a problem, I'm the gopher. That's what I do.
Right. Wally Godby is our guest. Thunderstorm Roofing is the company. Thunderstormroofing.net. Wally's number, 720-541-0705. Mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. And you do free consultations, I guess we can call it. So come out and do a kind of
Absolutely.
A free inspection.
In fact, 2 weeks ago, right before I left on vacation, I had a gentleman call from Drive Radio that was in Wellington.
Okay.
Now, for some people that don't know where Wellington is, that's just barely south of the Wyoming line.
It's hard to say. It's not real close to Denver.
It's not real
in
close
your house.
To Denver. And I went up there. He thought for sure, based on a hailstorm that they had, that I was going to be replacing his roof. I didn't find any damage other than some maintenance issues. And I called him. I told him what those were and said, you can fix those. Your roof is starting to show a little bit of age, but you're not in any fear of any leakage or anything, but no hail damage. It was almost a three-hour round trip for me, and I didn't charge him a penny.
Right. Now, what about deductibles? Sometimes you hear some different things about deductibles, and I just saw a company the other day on an auto repair, and it says, you know, we'll help you up to $500 on your deductible, different things like that. What is kind of the law in Colorado concerning that?
I can't quote the bill number, but it was in 2013 that the state legislature dealt with this because there was a lot of issue with particularly out-of-state roofing companies coming in and waiving the deductibles in order to get the job. They would slap a roof on, and then when there was a leak problem, they were back in Texas or Minnesota, wherever it is that they came from, and there was nobody here to do any warranty work. It is flat-out illegal in the state of Colorado for a roofing company to offer to waive any or all of your deductible and to cover that for you.
So if somebody starts that, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but if somebody starts that right there, that should be a red flag right there because that already shows they're willing to break the law.
To me, it does. But you are also breaking the law if you decide to accept that deal. Mm-hmm. Now, I do where if you refer me to a neighbor, I'll give you $100. You can apply it to your deductible. I'll give you a Visa card. I'll do whatever it is that you want in order, you know, for that $100 for the referral if it results in a job. The other thing, and your wife did my website, did a wonderful job. The other thing that I offer on my website for anybody that's interested is that I offer a flagpole, not one that mounts to the side of your house, but it's a freestanding 16-foot American-made flagpole. It's made in Arizona. It's telescopic, so there's no ropes to clang around. I personally fly one with a 4x6 American flag, and then I have a 3x5 Colorado flag. And you can also put a solar light on the top if you want it to be lit up at night. I don't provide the solar light, but that can be added. And I will provide that to you if you wish at no cost for having used me.
Great. Wally Godbee is our guest. Once again, it's Thunderstorm Roofing. Hey, if you've been through some storms and really haven't done anything on your roof, give Wally a call, 720-541-0705. You hear him on all the shows here with KLZ 560, and we do highly recommend him and endorse him. And an honest guy, he will go to bat for you, I promise you, and battle with the insurance company if necessary and make sure your roof gets fixed properly. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just getting in the car or turned on the radio, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Wally Godby is with us. Thunderstorm Roofing. Thunderstormroofing.net. His number, 720-541-0705. And, hey, maybe you're in the middle right now working with some roofing companies and like to get Wally to come out and do that free inspection for you. All you have to do is call him and, hey, mention you heard him here on KLZ 560. So Wally, insurance companies are never fun to deal with. And I know as a homeowner, I don't even want to mess with it, man. You mess with it. And you do a good job at that. And I know several personal people that I've sent you to, pastor of my church. I mean, you know, he had to kind of fight with his insurance company a little bit.
Yeah, and actually, now that you bring that up, he was with State Farm, and the adjuster that came out, he just had a chip on his shoulder right from the start. You could tell. And after he left, Pastor Miser said to me, I've never had an insurance adjuster talk to me or treat me that way. Yeah. So that when I, and there were some things that he didn't want to pay for because they have basic parameters that they pay for. So even, and sometimes when I meet with them, I can solve some of that. And I had another State Farm experience recently that was absolutely wonderful. But I wrote the supplement on his and I sent it in. And the first person that I talked to, they basically said, no, 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 no. The second person I talked to was no, 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 no. So then I went back out. I retook some pictures. I tweaked a couple things on the supplement. I sent it in, and I got a very nice lady on the third try, and she approved everything that I asked for. Wow. Other than three attic vents because I did not have a picture showing any damage to the existing attic vents. Now, we talked about ventilation here a minute ago. I ended up replacing his three attic vents, and I think we added four more. But I, in that case, I just covered the cost of those three, and we did the four extras. They paid for the four extra new ones because of a code issue, but we did them so that everything matched, everything was pre-finished, it looked nice when it was done.
Right.
But his, I had a really rough time with his. In the case of this other estimate, I dealt with a guy that had been with State Farm for over 20 years. He's a team leader. The homeowner wasn't home. I met the adjuster there, and he's like, okay, what do you need on to deal with the swamp cooler? And while we were up there walking around, I'd never had this experience before. The plywood was very creaky, and Kenny, who's sitting here, my son, could tell you we've done some roofs before that you can tell, even with shingles on, that when the plywood is bad underneath it because of how much it creaks and cracks when you're walking on it. And so we talked about it, and he said, hey, if you can get me a thickness measurement on it, and it's not the current code that requires 15, 30 seconds, then I'll pay to resheet it over the top of what's there. So I met the homeowner, happened to be at 8 o'clock at night, in the middle of a rainstorm, but I cut a hole in his roof. We took a, I had a set of calipers. We took pictures, measured it, sent it off, and the adjuster's going to pay for new plywood. I've never in my 29 years had an insurance company pay to do new plywood over old plywood. Right. We have what we call space sheeting, which are on the older homes prior to 1960 that are, they're usually 1x10s, 1x12, 3/4 inch thick pine boards. Mm-hmm. And because that they shrink over all of the years they've been up there, the gaps are too big. And so the code now requires those to be solidly sheathed. And so the insurance will pay to resheathe those. But this was an experience for me. So it can be a completely different scenario, same company, just from one adjuster to another as to how they treat you. But in the case of the second one, he did everything we asked for. The only two supplements I had was the extra ventilation. I sent him the code on that and then the plywood, and I had to send him a picture showing him how thick it was. And it was a 3/8. There were houses that were built back in the 70s and 80s that had 3/8 plywood on them. They only have 3 plies, and they will delaminate over time, and they get very spongy, and then they won't hold nails anymore. So that's why you have to redo them.
I just want to highlight that first story you were telling, Wally. You said you called that insurance company 3 times. You talked to 3 different insurance adjusters, and finally on the 3rd try, you got those claims approved. How many roofers are going to call on behalf of their customer 3 times to get their claims approved?
I don't know what other roofers do, but I will tell you, I had another claim earlier this year with USAA. They had only paid for 5 squares of roof damage. It was just under $3,000, and said that's all the damage you've got. He had another roofing company that he was already working with, and they basically walked away from it because they didn't want to deal with it.
Sure.
It took me 4 months and a lot of headache, but his claim went from $2,600 to just over $26,000 when I was all done with it. We got his roof replaced. We got all of his gutters replaced. We got 3 sides of his house painted. His deck was sanded and repainted. New garage door. Trying to remember if there was anything else. And he was Army Reserve that was working active out at Buckley and getting ready to deploy, and we got it all done right before he deployed.
Right.
But
so how do you then go work with the customer then on what you're going to replace it with? Because, I mean, I fully admit, I know nothing about shingles. I don't want to know anything about shingles. I just want to trust the guy that I'm doing business with to say, hey, put what you put on your house and, you know, give me a good product.
So
how do you go about that?
Several brands. You have Owens Corning, which is actually made right here in North Denver. They make a good product. You've got IKO, which comes out of Canada. We've got Tampco, and then GAF, and you've got CertainTeed. Those are the 5 primary companies. CertainTeed is going to be more of your higher end, different style of shingles. If you want to pay for an upgrade to something like that, on the basic dimensional shingles, I typically use either Owens Corning, IKO, or, the Tampco. GAF is just as good, but for some reason they're very high-priced in this market, relatively speaking, to the other products. They're not any better than the other products, and so I tend not to do the GAF unless somebody is looking for a particular color just because of the price point.
Sure.
So, but as far as quality, they're all very good anymore. They're also all limited lifetime. We used to be, you know, we call them 30-year or 50-year shingles. Everything is a limited lifetime now.
Which means kind of what in layman's
terms? That means in Colorado we get hailed out typically before we wear out. Okay. So most of the time you're not going to have a warranty claim. Warranty is only going to cover if there's a manufacturer's defect. It doesn't cover hail. And the biggest thing that they look at, if there's a warranty claim, first thing that they look at is, was there proper ventilation on the house? If you remember the old commercial hot frying pan, they crack an egg, this is your brain on drugs, that's your roof on a hot attic. Mm-hmm. So it's extremely important to make sure that you have proper ventilation on the house. Otherwise, your shingles are literally going to cook from underneath. They're going to get brittle, and then they start to spall just like a concrete driveway will, right, that's been exposed to mag chloride or something. The top layer comes off, and but they will deny a claim if there's not enough ventilation. That's the very first thing that they look at.
Okay. Got 3 or 4 minutes left here, but I want to hit this real quick. Call you first or the insurance company first?
Call me first, because like in the case of the Wellington job, I drove a 3-hour round trip to look at this thinking I'm going to be getting a job out of this. He had no hail damage, and I told him he didn't have a hail damage. So, but there's a lot of roofers out there that are going to play the odds and tell you, file a claim, we'll be here to meet the adjuster, and then they still can't get the adjuster to buy the roof because there isn't enough damage to support it. I've seen roofs that I don't think are hail damaged where they went ahead and filed a claim and they got them paid, and I've seen roofs that clearly I thought were hail damaged that I haven't been able to get paid. In those cases, now I use a public adjuster if we need to go there. But I'm fairly conservative. If I think there's hail damage, I'm going to tell you to file a claim. If I don't think that there is, I'm going to tell you that there's not, and I'm going to tell you what else is wrong with your roof. If anything, I'm going to make sure that you understand that you're, you know, if you've got a problem that you that I think is going to leak, that you know, that this is something you need to repair, but it's not related to a hailstorm. But most of the time, I can get on a roof. If it's not hail damage, I walk off of it and tell you that it's not hail damage and you're not in any fear of any leakage. Call me back to look at it when you get another hailstorm before you file a claim. Sure. So I can tell you whether there's damage or not.
And that number, 720-541-0705, thunderstormroofing.net. The process, okay, we call you. You say, yeah, I'll call the insurance company. You pull the permit, correct?
Yes.
So do you have to be licensed in each county, so to speak?
Every city and every county in the metro area requires a license.
So it's not just a Colorado license. It's you got to get one from each one.
The only trades that I'm aware of that have Colorado licensing is electricians and plumbers. And they still have to have the local permit or the local licenses too. The only one I can think of that I don't actually have to have a license in right now is Jefferson County. And I think Arapahoe County doesn't, but every other city, you got to have a license there. And sometimes we let them lapse and it's just a matter of renewing them.
Sure.
But I've been licensed in Denver just about my entire roofing career, and I've kept that license going because almost every other city will accept that Denver license as a reciprocal license in order to license me.
Gotcha. So then you do the roof, then you have to call for a final inspection because of the permit you pulled, correct?
Correct.
And then they come out and give you the final okay?
Correct.
Okay. So very important to do the permit, because the reason I'm bringing this up, I mean, I've had people call me before and they go, hey, found this roofer, man, he's going to do a good deal, but he said he didn't have to pull a permit.
Always. Now, a lot of building departments now have a one square rule. It says if you got a repair that's under a square, there's nothing required. But if it's over a square, they're going to require a permit. And I just had a permit that I inadvertently let expire before I got the inspection done. It cost me $138 out of my pocket to renew that in order to get the inspection done. I didn't ask the insurance for that. I didn't ask the homeowner for that. That was my mistake.
Right.
And so I paid the $138 to renew the license and in order to get the inspection done because I had let it lapse.
Good. Well, man, great information. And thanks for being with us here at KLZ 560 and Rush to Reason, Drive Radio. And we'll have Wally on time here on Haystack as well. So hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You will regret not calling the police after your accident. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
It's one of those situations where you want to make sure that you're covering your own self. And we talk about harvesting the evidence yourself, getting pictures, getting recordings of things, and doing all of that. And that's important because sometimes the police get it wrong, but the majority of the time they get it right. And they're going to be trained to ask the right questions. Our public servants are there for that sort of thing, whether it's a small accident or a big accident. They're trained to get this information so that we can rely on it later.
Always call the police after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Integrated Health Systems is our company. Dr. Shane Stedman joins us each week, or one of his team members, and we talk about different health issues and things that the clinic there can help you with. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and they are truly the only chiropractor that we really endorse and really, really promote, because we see Dr. Stedman ourselves, and he has done us very, very well throughout all the years. So, Dr. Stedman, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Man, it's hard to believe. Almost wrapping up another year, and Thanksgiving, Christmas is going to be here before we know it, and then it's Happy New Year, man.
It's so fast.
How many years will you be wrapping up, or will you be starting as we start the new year and doing what you've been doing?
So 17.
17, that, yeah. Wow.
That's a lot of years.
It is, man. It is. You're getting old. You're getting old. Well, hey, it's always good to have you, and, man, it's always good information. It never seems like we have enough time to go through things. But I was kind of going through your website a little bit today and just kind of looking at all the different conditions, and sometime we'll just take each one of those each week just to go through each one. But one I was not familiar with, and then I want to get into a topic on some migraine headaches. I've had a few people ask me about those to get with you on. But one condition that you have listed on your website is sensory processing disorder, or SPD. And it said originally, one thing I was reading said it's originally called sensory integration dysfunction. So enlighten us on that term.
Well, sensory processing disorder is something that you see more with kids, and you tend to see it more with kids in ADD or ADHD. It tends to kind of be part of that. So sometimes people hear the term comorbidity, which usually means things that kind of go together. So there's a lot of conditions that kind of tend to go together, like hypothyroid and weight, you know, or hypothyroid and depression, you know. So you start seeing these things, and so sensory processing disorder and like autism, ADD, ADHD kind of tend to be kind of within that same group. And I say that because you get into really a certain part of the brain, more of the right brain, which is kind of your sensory, you get sensory aspects in both lobes of the brain, but there's definitely a lot of sensory pieces that come from that right of kind of knowing where you're at in space, being aware of others, kind of understanding what your environment is saying to you, you know, being able to tell what's a joke versus not a joke, textures, perception, those, a lot of that kind of comes from that right part of the brain. So you'll hear the word sensory processing disorder, which usually just means that, hey, these kids don't know, they can't really perceive sensory really well, or it's kind of jumbled. So they have a hard time with, like, their tags on their shirt. They only wear certain clothes because they can't feel the material, you know. So their sensory can be heightened, right, or it can be dull, you know. So knowing where their limbs are in space, their arms and hands could be funny, you know, kind of weird. They could bump into things. But on the same token, they cannot stand tags, so they cut out all the tags and all of their clothes. So you kind of see this sensory processing disorder. And to me, it's kind of a generic term, but it's actually one that's commonly used out there in the kind of kids' world and with a lot of physical therapists.
Okay. And, you know, I was reading something that said three main types of sensory modulation problems. It said an over-responsive child seeks less stimulation, avoids touching or being touched, or moving or being moved unexpectedly. This child may be rigid and uncoordinated. So I guess one thing, when I read all this stuff, I was just trying to think, man, or some parents may be out there and not really realize what's going on and realize someone like you could help them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's what's interesting in the world of neuro rehab, and this is for parents or grandparents who are listening, but in the world of neuro rehab, it's really progressed to the understanding of maps in your brain. So your brain has a ton of different maps. And one of the biggest maps is in your parietal lobe. So that's the part of, when you kind of put your hand on top of your head, that's your parietal lobe. And the parietal lobe is your sensory lobe. And so if your map is skewed, or if your map isn't very clear, then the sensory coming into it is kind of funky. So you see some kids are what they call a sensory defensive. So you'll hear that in the physical therapy world. So if you go to touch them, or they don't like things on them, they don't like you being in their kind of in their bubble, so to speak. So they call them like sensory defensiveness. And what I feel that is, you know, if the information coming into your brain is skewed, then yeah, you definitely tend to withdraw from that sensory because it doesn't feel good. And then there's other people, what they call in the physical therapy world, sensory seeking, you know, and those are people that, you know, that the more stimulation they have, that they feel better. And in my mind, the both of them tend to be more of a mapping issue. So you have, with those maps, they should be nice and filled in, so you know where sound is coming from, light, touch, space, your hands, your feet, like knowing where all these body parts, your brain, knowing where all these body parts come from is the maps in your brain. So that's kind of what we see, but that's what people tend to hear in the physical therapy world, is sensory seeking or sensory defensiveness.
Right. Now, is this something that from the chiropractic side, that, you know, adjustments may be something that could help with that, you know, that allow that brain and body to work together a little bit better?
You actually do see this quite a bit in the chiropractic world, and I don't think chiropractors go out looking for it.
Sure.
But the stories that you tend to hear in chiropractic, in the chiropractic profession is, you know, somebody brought their kid in for an adjustment, and they've noticed that ever since getting adjustments, you know, they're doing well with others, they're doing better in school, you know, they're able to wear clothes with tags on them. You know, you actually kind of hear these stories, and that kind of goes back to my... So what I know is to be that mapping issue, because if you're providing good stimulation, i.e. from your body, you know, your limbs, your shoulder, your hands, your neck, you know, that actually builds the map properly. And we see this all the time after traumatic brain injuries, where people have all these sensory disorders. And a lot of times if your eyes, your head, and your neck, if they don't know where they're at in space, then your whole entire sensory system is just kind of a hot mess. So I think in the chiropractic world, you do see some really cool things from that, because you're, every time you provide an adjustment, or every time you're manipulating muscles or joints, you're actually stimulating the brain. And so then you fill in the map nicely, and then people know where they're at in space better. It's kind of a cool thing to watch.
Wow. Okay. Again, this number, 303-781-5617, and Dr. Stedman offers a free consultation for Haystack Help listeners, and we appreciate him doing that. So, you know, I just wanted to touch on that for a minute because, you know, I don't know how many people it affects, and you could probably tell me how often you see it. But, boy, I'll tell you, it's just like anything else. If it's affecting you and your family, it's very, very important.
Absolutely. I think with kids, I think there's definitely a couple different categories to look at. And I think the one with kids is definitely important because, you know, it really can hinder how they interact with others. You know, you can see some like social anxiety. You can see some issues in the classroom, concentrating, paying attention, getting lost, or some of those kids that just touch other kids all the time. You know, we've all seen that where they're just so handsy. And usually the parents are yelling like, keep your hands to yourself. You know, it's just that awareness. In adults, you kind of see the same thing, but we see it more with like head injuries, you know, and some of your car accidents where they just don't know where they're at in space.
Yeah.
And so I think it is a big deal that I think doesn't get talked about, you know, besides, oh, let's send, you know, little Johnny and we'll just do a bunch of textured walls and textured this and textured balls. And I think those are great, you know, but sometimes I think there's a lot more to the story.
Great. Dr. Shane Steadman again is with us, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com is the website. Check it out. Great website. You can look at all the different conditions there that his office can be of help with. Dr. Steadman, it seems like over the last few weeks I've had a lot of people ask me about migraines, so that was something I was wanting to touch on with you. And because, man, some people, a migraine headache can really put them out, down and out. So let's talk about migraines and just what's the difference between a general headache and then what we would term a migraine?
Well, most people don't realize they have migraines. The definition of migraine is truly anything that lasts 4 to 72 hours. And there's got to be some people sitting in their house, their cars going, are you telling me I have a migraine a couple times a week? The answer might be yes, because some people have these headaches that will last a whole day, you know, and they're like, oh, I just have a headache. But in fact, they actually are having a type of migraine. Migraines, there's so many different types too. And migraines tend to be more like, they say like one-sided. You can get like the throbbing pain or the knife in the eye pain or a stabbing kind of pain in the side of your head. You know, that's traditionally kind of what people think of with migraines. And then when they get bad, you can get like photophobia, which means a sensitivity to light. You can get sound sensitivity. So a lot of people that have migraines, you know, will go and live in a dark kind of cave. So I have some patients that say they got their cave in their house when they get a migraine. But that's kind of your difference between like a headache. So traditionally you'll see headaches kind of go like across the back of the head or sometimes across your forehead. You know, they can be mild, but they shouldn't last very long, or you can knock them out with, you know, ibuprofen or something pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Or migraines tend to be more consistent as far as the number of hours or even up to 2-3 days.
Right. So how long do you know, or when do you know to maybe you're getting these 2 or 3 times a week and when you should really seek medical attention?
You know, being biased on the, you know, on the show, I think you always should seek, I mean, right away, because a lot of people don't know they have migraines. You know, a lot of people, I think the struggle that I have with a lot of patients is that they don't know what causes them or triggers them. So there's kind of two pieces with migraines where you want to figure out what's causing it, but then you also got to figure out why is the person having these things. You know, so you can have food be a trigger, but hormones, stress, light, sound, commotion, eye movements, reading, you know, there's certain things that actually will trigger these migraines. But trying to figure out, like, okay, why is that person even susceptible is kind of another big question, too. And I think the longer that you don't get it checked out or figure out why you have headaches or migraines, you know, they get worse and worse and worse and worse. And that's just traditionally what we hear from patients is that it might start off as, like, once a month, and then it turned into, like, you know, a couple times a month, and then it was, you know, now it's several times a week or it's debilitating and they can't work anymore. You know, and so I think to get it checked out as soon as possible, it's much easier to work on migraines and headaches when they're not so incredibly chronic, because when they become very chronic, it gets just harder and harder because you have a pain system that is definitely engaged and it's really driving the train. So I think the time to get checked out is ASAP before it gets worse and worse and worse.
Sure. And a lot of times you see this, people talk about headaches when they maybe start dieting. Why is that?
Oh, it's usually blood sugar.
Okay.
I mean, that even happens to us, too. You know, sometimes we'll change somebody's diet, and then they start getting headaches. You know, so blood sugar is a big component. You know, sometimes just, like, changing foods up or, you know, sometimes you can go through withdrawals. Wheat and dairy are your two biggest. They actually have some enzymes. So in wheat, they call it gluteomorphin. And then in dairy, it's called caseomorphin. And with those two, when you actually get off of wheat and dairy, for a good number of people, they can go through withdrawals. So it's the same thing as like caffeine withdrawal. You get those same kind of like frontal headaches that will last, you know, 3 to 5 days when you're getting off of wheat and dairy. So for some people, they actually almost create like this addictiveness due to the caseomorphin and the gluteomorphin. And you actually see this sometimes. We all have friends that are super addicted to dairy. They have to have their dairy every single day, and it actually kind of makes them feel better.
Right. Hey, man, it seems like I don't care what condition we talk about, we always come back to diet, stress, maybe too little sleep. I mean, everything just, I guess this is why you do what you do. And you, again, we call it integrated health systems because, man, this is a system of your body. And what I love, and before I break, I just want to say, it seems like our medical, regular medical type structure has failed us. And you know, because so many places you go, don't look for the cause like you do. And I think that's what has made you tremendously successful.
Yes, you know, I think, and thanks for that compliment too. But yes, and I think that's why people come in here often, is because I think they get frustrated. I mean, and you can take a migraine medication often, which is helpful. I mean, you got to have those abortive drugs so that you can function. But at the end of the day, the abortive drugs are not fixing the cause or the problem. And a lot of times they actually cause rebound migraines the next day. But, you know, there's a time and a place for those. And I think people just get to the point where they're frustrated because they still don't know why they're getting migraines, but now they're just taking medication, you know, several times a week just to get rid of them.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, it's a struggle.
Dr. Shane Steadman's with us. You're listening to Your Health Matters. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Once again, his number, 303-781-5617. And Dr. Steadman used the term there, rebound migraine. Got a text in, said they'd like to know more about that. So
Most of us just think, oh, got another headache. But what is really what you termed a rebound headache?
They're very common, and honestly, I don't know why people get rebound headaches from the medications, but it's really common, and it's really, really, really common. So what if people don't know what they are, and you probably even people actually probably had these and didn't realize that's what was going on. But let's say like today you get a migraine, and so you take your abortive medication, or we can use ibuprofen. You know, ibuprofen can do the same thing, and so you feel better, and then you wake up tomorrow, and boom, that migraine's like it came right back. So then you have to take another abortive medication, and then the next day that migraine comes right back. So they call those rebound migraines, and I'm not too sure the mechanism of why people get them. I do know over the years I've seen a lot of patients, they'll actually start breaking up their medication, which is you're not supposed to do that, but they'll start breaking them up, and then they're taking – I had one patient that would actually break them up into quarters, and then she would take one every single day just trying to ward off the rebound migraine. And you do see this ibuprofen where people take ibuprofen again and again and again. And then it kind of seems by the third day that rebound migraine starts to go away. So, and I don't know if it's just the medication wearing off, but a lot of people that come in here, they usually talk about rebounds. And the problem with that, and I think what you see with kind of the insurance in the medical world, is that people that have migraines, traditionally their insurance only allows them to have 9 abortive medications per month, so like pills. So if you get more than 9 migraines in a month, then you're out of abortive medication. So then you have to suffer until you get your next prescription. So this is when we start seeing patients cutting, you know, their scripts up, which you're not supposed to do again. I've even had patients that when their birthday comes around, that's what they ask for, if anybody has any extra abortive medication, because patients will actually stockpile some of these medications. It's a really fascinating world when you start reaching out to a lot of the migraine population. And I was on TV, you know, years back. I think actually when I first met you, Scott, I was on TV back doing all the migraines. And so we saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of migraine patients. And that's what I was fighting, was all the rebound migraines and, you know, the medications and people stockpiling, people cutting them up, taking them every single day, borrowing it from friends, taking them every day, just trying to ward off the rebounds. And you almost have to get people to suffer through those, which stinks, while you're trying to figure out what's wrong with them. And then try to get on, you know, trying to get onto that schedule where it's, you know, 3 in a week to 2 in a week, you know, you start going backwards in their frequency. But man, some of those cases got so hard back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. What causes in for some people? I mean, you know, I've heard of some people where it literally a headache makes them sick to their stomach. What is that relationship from the brain to the stomach that just really makes them sick?
Well, a lot of the migraine events actually take place in the brainstem. And within your brainstem, you have 3 different sections. So you have the medulla oblongata, which is at the bottom, and that's your vagus nerve. So that vagus nerve goes into the digestive system. The upper brainstem is where you get your light and sound sensitivity. And then the middle of the brainstem is where all the pain drives into, because that's what increases your breathing and respiration. So there's a big, big neurological component to migraines. And so when people get a migraine, they get sensitive to light and sound. I know that the upper brainstem is definitely fired up and lit up. When a lot of people have pain, and that migrainous pain, that can come from the middle part of your brainstem where the trigeminal nerve is. So that's where you start getting all the face pain and the head pain, and it feels like something is just stabbing you, or you get a throbbing sensation. That lower brainstem is where you get the nausea and the vomiting. So, like, when you hear people that say, like, oh, my migraines are so bad, I just threw up, you're like, okay, your brainstem got so fired up that it even involved your gut, and you just threw all that food back up. That's where your migraines tend to live. So then the question becomes is, what is causing – there's actually some systems involved in that, in that brainstem. They call them, like, calcium gene-related proteins. There's also estrogen is involved, serotonin is involved, and so that's why you can have a hormonal migraine, you can have inflammatory migraines. There's different types of causes, but they all drive into that brainstem. That's where you get a lot of these symptoms.
Wow. So only got about 2.5 minutes left here, but let's talk about the treatment. And then so once someone comes in, maybe they're hearing this, and they're saying, man, you guys are describing me. I'm going to give you a call at 303-781-5617. Let's talk about a little bit about that consultation and then maybe what a possible treatment plan could look like.
No, I've seen so many migraines over the years. It's easy. It's actually one of the things I'm contemplating next year is actually writing a book on migraines. So usually the consultation, you're trying to get an idea of just where this is coming from, or just an idea, because like I said, some could be hormonally based, some are stress, some are head injuries, you know, brain injuries, things like that. So you're just trying to get an idea on that consultation. Okay, where do I need to go? Should I order a hormone panel? Should I just order blood work? Should I order an MRI? I mean, you could have tumors and stuff too. So you're trying to figure out on that consultation, what is the best place to get started? And then our examination is really that comprehensive, you know, is your blood sugar metabolic? So Jess does the whole health history and try to figure out, is this a blood sugar, food, diet, hormone-related headache? And then I'll do the exam. So my question is this structure or is it neurologically based? And then also my counselors, because it's a big team effort, the counselor goes over it and says, is this stress-related? I've seen people that once they left a job, stopped having migraines. Once they got out of a relationship, they stopped having migraines. So there could be a mental health component. And so that's the consultation process, is to get an idea of where we're going to get started on the exam. But that exam is going to be really comprehensive, so that hopefully at the end we have our treatment plan, which most likely is going to include some kind of diet change, because that's such a big trigger. So we're going to make sure that what you're eating is proper. We're going to make sure that people are actually eating.
Right.
Work on stress, work on brain function, and then start journaling too, because like trying to journal, figure out these headaches is sometimes half the battle. So that's kind of what people just expect as far as working on this. And then after that, everybody's so different that
sure,
it'll be a little bit more individualized.
Yep, absolutely. Wow, Dr. Stebner, our time goes so quickly, but thank you very much. We appreciate it, and look forward to our next conversation, sir.
All right, Scott. Well, have a great week.
All right, you too. That's Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Folks, call him today, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Let him know you heard about him here on Your Health Matters. Have a great day.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.